The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, never at a shortage for you on things happening in the sports world. Looks like Wes Welker cannot stay unconcussed, as he has another concussion. I don't even know if that's a word or not, but I'm making things up here on Dorf on Sports. But truth of the matter is Wes Welker, another concussion. When does the guy call it quits? My man RG3, does he have what it takes to be a starter in this league? Right now, I think people are scratching their head because I think Cousins is probably more ready. Kirk Cousins is probably more ready to be a starter in the NFL. Got to welcome in my man Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California. I know he's got tons of opinions on his mind about the things going on in the sports world. So, Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good morning to everybody. And if you're listening in San Francisco, we hope you're okay. And a tremendous earthquake this morning, a 6.0. Andy, we'll talk about that and more when we come back, will we not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot to talk about. Got the Little League World Series going on today. The final game, those kids from Jackie Robinson West out there, and just beautiful things happening in the sports world. So keep it close. He's Fred Wallen. I would be the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
It's Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event. Huge price drops and extra savings this weekend on hundreds of deals throughout the store. Like a Martin Acoustic Electric Guitar, just $439. Three sets of D'Addario Electric Guitar Strings for only $9. Simmons Electronic Drum Kits, just $2.99. Or Vader 5B Drumsticks for just $5 a pair. Plus, go to GuitarCenter.com to get your exclusive coupon for additional savings in every department. Guitar Center's Labor Day Preview Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Fred Wallen this hour. Get on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot us an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Yeah, you know, I didn't hear much about that earthquake. I did get an update, Fred, on my phone. Was it a 6.0 or is that what I saw?
That was a biggie, biggest since the Oakland-San Francisco World Series earthquake of 89. I've lived through a lot here in Southern California, but a 6.0 is pretty darn big, and we hope everybody is as safe as they can possibly be. And folks, stay safe, and hopefully there's no aftershocks, or not many aftershocks, because earthquakes are a scary thing. You know, I used to argue this with people. If you got a hurricane or something, sometimes you get a 2 or 3 or 4 day warning. Earthquakes, other than the dogs maybe barking, you really don't get a warning. So I don't know, one is worse than the other, but all I'm saying is that at least one you could drive out if you had 3 days to know that the hurricane was coming. Let's say to Florida, you have 3 days to drive north. But earthquakes, you have no way out. And hopefully all your buildings are strong enough to survive a 6.0 as we had 3 o'clock San Francisco time earlier this morning.
Yeah, hopefully everybody is safe, obviously, and hopefully they're listening to us there somewhere in San Francisco. But on a serious note, I want to get into some NFL football with you and talk about a few different things. And in a few minutes, we're going to be joined for the first time. We're going to be joined by Nate Yanez from the College Football Roundtable, NFL contributor at More Than a Fan. .net. So we're going to talk to him at about 25 after the hour or so. But I do want to discuss some things with you. RG3 looks to me to be bewildered at times, still wants to run and not slide at times when obviously he should be doing that. Kirk Cousins seems to make the right reads, seems to be more poised in the pocket. Seems to be more ready, to be honest with you, Fred. If you're the Washington Redskins, how do you handle this?
I don't know, but you wonder how much the injury has to do with it, because before the injury, people were certainly not saying things that they're saying now as far as Robert Griffin is concerned. After the injury, that I blame the Shanahans for playing him in that game after the injury, because he got worse and he had to have the surgery. He hasn't been the same quarterback. I think that might come into play. And I think Kirk Cousins was a great fourth-round pick that they made the same year, of course, that they picked up RG3. And right now he is the better quarterback. But I don't think for the emotional stability of RG3, they can start Cousins ahead of him. So they're going to have to start RG3, I believe. But Kirk Cousins right now, off of the exhibition games and the game certainly played last year. But then again, that was under Shanahan. It's a different circumstance. But still, I think Cousins right now is more ready for the National Football League, but I don't think they can make that switch.
So no matter what, they're stuck with RG3 is kind of what you're saying, or at least that's what I'm hearing from you.
Yes.
But here's the deal. I mean, what do you do with Kirk Cousins then? I mean, the guy can play on this level. Should you trade him and get some assets for him? What's your move with him?
Well, you play RG3 the first couple games and see if he can wake up. If not, at some point you make the move. But for the first quarter of the season or whatever you want to say, 3-4 games of the season, I think you've got to play RG3, barring an injury. I think he'll be the starting quarterback. I just think it's a different circumstance than the Menzel thing in Cleveland. RG3 has been the starter. So I don't think emotionally you can knock him down. I don't think he's just – I don't know him. I haven't even interviewed him. But I just don't think he's the type of guy that's going to come back from being sat down. So and Cousins can do that, and he already has done that. So he's played well off the sideline. So the point is, I think that they start RG3, see how the Redskins start the season. And yesterday, I mean, if you watch any of that game, in the fourth quarter, Cousins played awfully well.
Yeah.
And he almost came back against Baltimore. They lose 23-17, and, you know, he had a chance to win. So the point is, I think Cousins right now more ready, but RG3 is RG3. And because of that, he has to get the starting role.
All right. So let's keep it in the quarterback realm here. And you did say Manziel, and we'll go there next. Hoyer does get the job to start the season out week one. Manziel has said all the right things, Fred. I know that you haven't been very fond on him and everything, but he said all the right things. He's even admitted that he wasn't ready to play, to be a starter in this league. He alluded to his first season at Texas A&M where he sat out and had to sit out and learn from a guy that was there before him. And he said, if you would have seen me play then, you would never have thought I would have had the success that I had at the college level. So with that being said, is it fair to say that the guy will figure this game out? He will be a productive NFL quarterback, but it is going to take some time. And it's kind of actually refreshing to see him understand the fact that he's not ready and that he should give this some time. And he's going to sit back and take it in for a moment. How do you feel about how Johnny has handled not being the starter?
I don't believe a word he just said. I think he's playing a game with us. I think he's very, very upset. I don't think he'll be a star in the National Football League at any point. I guess he could be an average quarterback. He's too short in my mind, and he's too self-oriented in my mind, and teammates don't like those kind of guys. So Heisman a couple years ago or not, talented on the collegiate level or not, I don't think Manziel is going to be a major star in the National Football League, and I'm high on Hoyer. Are you playing the Big Ten? Play as well as he did at Michigan State and in his starts in the NFL. There's nothing wrong with Brian Hoyer. I mean, he hasn't let anybody down at any point of his career. So he'll have to lose the
just
job.
Out of curiosity, though, Fred, what has Hoyer shown you in this preseason that makes you say,
nothing.
Hey, he's much better than Johnny Manziel, and he can lead this football team to victories?
No, both of them have not played very well in the preseason. But, again, it's the preseason. I don't take it all that seriously. I have seen him play last year before the injury. I thought he was a darn good quarterback. And I saw him play a lot in the Big Ten, and I thought he was a very good quarterback. And I think that can transport itself more likely to the NFL than Manziel's type of collegiate play can transport itself to the National Football League. And I guarantee you, and again, I'm not in the camp of the Browns, but when I will guarantee you, he gets along with his veteran teammates better than Manziel gets along with his veteran teammates. And Andy, that matters a whole lot in the National Football League. You want guys on your side. You want guys really fighting for you. And there are guys on that team right now who are going to play a little bit harder because they want to keep Hoyer as a starting quarterback. I guarantee that, and I'm not even there.
All right, we'll see how that all plays out. I think at some point Johnny becomes the man, but at the start it's going to be Hoyer. A couple more things if we can get to him before the break, and if not, we'll get into him with Nate on the other side. Sam Bradford, another scare for this guy. He's okay, but how do you feel about him moving forward? It's kind of been a problem with Sam Bradford not being able to stay healthy.
Well, I'm not. Are you 100% sure? They said the MRA was today. I mean, so we're not 100% sure if the ACL, the anterior cruciate ligament, is okay. If it's not, of course, it's probably this season. If it's obviously surgery, he has been unlucky. He's been unfortunate, and certainly the Rams are very unfortunate if he is hurt. But But I haven't seen anything on the web as of 9:19 Pacific time on Sunday morning.
The source I've got says Bradford ACL okay after hit. So
okay. Mine says they haven't done the MRI yet. So for his sake and the Rams' sake, let's hope he's okay.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is he's had trouble staying healthy. It's obviously been an issue. This would obviously hurt them greatly because there was kind of some big thoughts that they might be a little bit better football team this season. So we'll see how that all shakes out. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorfman. A lot going on in the sports world as always. Thoughts and opinions encouraged and welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot us an email, sportsfred@aol.com. On the other side, Nate Yanez will be joining us. Managing editor of the College Football Roundtable and NFL contributor at morethanafan.net. Keep it close to this Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home. But they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That music can probably mean college football, maybe a little bit on the horizon here, maybe even some NFL talk as well. I believe we've got Nate Yanez, and I hope I'm not butchering your name, Nate. I hope your last name is pronounced Yanez, the managing editor from College Football Roundtable and NFL contributor at morethanafan.net. Nate, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on. You did pretty good with pronunciation. I've heard it way worse.
What is the actual pronunciation?
Yanez is the correct pronunciation, but I've pretty much accepted Yanez.
Okay, sounds good. Meet Fred Wallen as well. He's in Southern California. Nate, where are you, just out of curiosity?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri, huh? So I'm assuming you're a Chiefs. You follow the Chiefs.
Yeah, I follow the Chiefs. Have been a fan my whole life. I like to tell people I've probably been to more games and forgotten them than most people get a chance to even go to. I was lucky enough to have season tickets with family members for about 20 years of my life.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm similar in the sense I grew up being a Green Bay Packer fan, had tickets to go see the Green Bay Packers play at both County Stadium when they used to do that, and then also in Lambeau Field in Green Bay. So I totally can understand and appreciate that, and I think that the Chiefs have a very rich tradition as well, and I would bet that there are people that absolutely love and support the Chiefs like no other.
Oh, yeah, that's putting it lightly. We go every bit of fanatic for the fan base down here.
Well, I mean, look, I want to get into some college football with you, but since we're on the topic of Kansas City and whatnot, things have gotten a little bit better for them there. You know, obviously, last season, a little bit of a spill there. Jamaal Charles goes out of that game, and things all of a sudden become a different story. But how are you feeling about the Kansas City Chiefs this season?
This is a fun topic to talk about. It's a pretty bad football cliche, but the team is going to be better even if the record is worse. There's a lot more talent. The article that I have that's going to be going up on More Than a Fan today is kind of talking about some of this stuff where the one thing I've begged for years from the Chiefs is more pass rushers, and this year we actually have them. Last year that was the big problem where Ali was dinged up a little bit, and we lost Houston for a couple of games, and there was just no production pass rushing-wise from anybody outside of Dontari Poe, really. And now we've got about four guys on the line that can actually get some pressure, and I believe we really have three, if not four, outside linebackers that you could trust.
Again, that is the voice of Nate Yanez, is that right? Did I pronounce it correct that time or no?
Yeah, Yanez.
Yanez, Nate Yanez, I got it now. Now I will have no problems, I got it. So Nate Yanez, you can check him out, College Football Roundtable, and then also at morethanafan.net. Fred, go ahead, throw something at Nate.
You know, Nate, what I was thinking is that last season you could have made a lot of money betting that the Kansas City Chiefs would be the final undefeated team in the National Football League, where they were the first nine. You could have made a lot of money going into that season, certainly betting on the Kansas City Chiefs doing that. I think your point well taken. I think there's probably more talent this year, but they're in a very tough division. Bo's going to miss a game. Alex Smith, I thought he was treated shabbily by San Francisco at the end, but is he a top-notch quarterback in your opinion?
I love Alex Smith. I'm a big Alex Smith supporter. I don't think when I look at quarterbacks, I kind of make the determination like this. Do I think that that guy makes everybody around him better? Yes, I think Alex Smith does that. But I'm not quite sure if Alex Smith is a guy that you can consistently trust to go and actually win you the game. You know, Peyton Manning can take over a game, Brady, even Matt Stafford, Rodgers, Cutler has that ability where they can just take charge in the moment, and it doesn't matter who else is out there with them. They can just win that game by themselves, will their team to victory. I don't think Alex has that, but I think if you put the right pieces around him, you can trust him in pretty much any situation to make the right call and put the team in the best position to win.
Well, but Nate, speaking of that, Jamaal Charles signed, happy, ready to play. So with that being said, if you put the pieces around him that you feel he's capable, obviously, and doesn't make many mistakes, is Jamaal Charles that guy that can keep him moving forward? Obviously a great runner, we all know that, but health-wise, carry wise, with having to carry 25 or so, 20 carries a game, can Jamaal Charles be that guy and be his safety blanket, his safety valve in the running back spot?
Definitely. And I think if you see a game where Jamaal has 20 to 25 carries, that is going to be the exception, not the norm. They're going to do everything they can to get the football in his hands in the passing game this year, even more so than they did last year. There was a couple of quotes that came out from training camp, and I went to training camp a few times this year. And he could line up and play wide receiver. He's that good. His route running, his hands, he's amazing. He, to me, is the best running back in the NFL. Pure runner goes to Adrian Peterson, but when you're talking about running backs nowadays, there's nobody better in the game than Jamaal Charles. He's got a step or two on LeSean McCoy. I know everybody likes to compare Shady and Jamaal, but if you swapped Jamaal to Philly and LeSean to Kansas City, there would be no argument. Everybody would say that Jamaal Charles is better.
Hey, I've always loved Jamaal Charles. I've had him on my fantasy football team in one of my keeper leagues for years. So the guy has always been very, very good to me and has helped me win several years. So I love him. Hey, the one spot that I've always kind of thought that Kansas City was weak in, I don't know how you feel about this, Fred, but wide receiver spot, obviously they've got Dwayne Bowe, but who else can help out and take some of the load off of his back and Jamaal Charles as well?
That is exactly one of the things I talked about in my article that's going to post today. Last year we drafted a tight end, Travis Kelce, and he's kind of become the darling of the preseason. I'm sure you guys have seen his highlights. He was the guy who had the big 69-yard touchdown reception 2 weeks ago, and then he had a 45-yarder, I think, last week. But he was injured. He had a knee problem last year, his rookie season, so we didn't get to see the field. And we also have tight end Anthony Fasano, who isn't a household name, but he's one of those tight ends that just does exactly what you expect him to do. He's a pretty good blocker. He's a decent athlete. And the guy's got really good hands. He had a couple of bobble catches last week where the guy wrapped around his waist. That was just an amazing catch. Those two guys, combined with a little bit of Anthony Thomas and an improved Bowe, that's going to be the pass catchers this year. Donnie Avery is our number two, listed as our number two wide receiver. And he's the only guy on the squad that I really feel comfortable with as a true wide receiver who's got any bit of shimmy and shake and ability to make the first guy miss. That's the piece that I think the Chiefs are missing right now. We've got a group of young wide receivers, but they're all like Donnie Avery clones. It's like we have four guys who are 5'9 to 5'11, 180 to 195 pounds. But we just haven't seen anything from any of them. So right now the only guy that I trust to make a guy miss on the squad is really Donnie Avery, and that's a pretty sad situation for your starting wide receiver core.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's only one Megatron out there, and not every team has that. Fred, throw something at Nate before we get out of here.
Got about 2 minutes before the break, Nate. What about the division? I mean, obviously it's a very, very tough division. Your thoughts?
The division race is going to be incredibly fun this year. People are discounting the Chargers. The only concern I have about them is how bad their defense is going to be. But Phillip Rivers coming back last year was a great season. They've got two really good, super athletic tight ends. Keenan Allen was my sleeper in the draft last year, so I was really upset to see him go to the division. Denver is Denver. I love the signing of Emmanuel Sanders. The Broncos actually stole him out from underneath the Chiefs. The Chiefs had agreed to terms with him on a free agent contract, and 2 days later, somehow he skirted town, went to Denver, and they signed him to a deal. So the loss of Welker or of Decker is kind of mitigated there. Oakland is far more competitive than teams give them credit for, but who knows how good they can actually be if that offense can't stay on the field.
Hey, Nate, real quickly, in about 15 seconds or less, Andy Reid back again. Obviously, he's had some family issues and whatnot. How are you feeling about Andy Reid moving forward?
I love the guy. I love the guy. The things that I didn't like about him in Philly, he brought people in to strengthen his weaknesses, and that showed a lot to me. I was very questionable about the hire originally, but he's done everything right, in my opinion, to correct what he didn't have corrected in Philly. So hopefully here's to a bright future with the Chiefs.
Hey, Nate, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We're going to catch up with you most Sundays, so look forward to talking to you each and every week here on the program.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. Nate Yanez, you can check him out, editor of College Football Roundtable and the NFL contributor at morethanafan.net. Check him out. Good stuff, as always. We try to bring you that here on the program. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back breaking it down for you on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I got a few things on my mind that I want to talk to you about. Anything that you want to throw out there on this segment, do it as well. First thing I want to hit up on is this Little League World Series that's happening today. You got those kids from Jackie Robinson West out of Chicago, Illinois, going to battle those kids from South Korea. It'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But have you gotten into this Little League World Series at all? Have you checked it out?
Well, I watched a little bit of Mono Davis throw, the young lady. Let me just say this, and I'm older than you are, Andy. I'm not really big on television cameras and newspapers and the media building up 12 and 13-year-old kids. I think, you know, we talk about the word entitlement all the time. I just don't like it. I just think that it sets these kids off wrong, and it gives them an idea that, hey, I'm a major star, this and that. They're 12 or 13 years of age. And again, I played Little League. We won 4 games when I was a 12-year-old, and I was thrilled with that. But, I mean, there was no national – there was local TV, actually, but there was no national TV at that point of every single game. They used to play the Little League World Series on Saturday on ABC Wide World of Sports, but just a championship game. So it was totally different. I don't know about you, Andy, but don't you think these youngsters – are made stars a lot younger than they should be built up, in your opinion?
Here's what I think. I think what you're trying to say is that you don't want these kids to get false hope about where their futures may go. Because obviously we all know that a very few select people make it to the level of being a professional. Yeah. So I understand what you're saying. At the same time, in Monet Davis's case, she seemed to handle it very well. You know what? Her play on the field after all the interviews and everything seemed to go down a little bit. But you know what? That's just kind of the way the game works. I mean, even pros go through bad spells where they don't look like themselves. So do I think it's bad? No, I think what's bad is the fact that a kid might have false hope and think that because they're on the cover of Sports Illustrated that means that they're going to be a professional athlete. That's not the case. This young girl seems like she's bright. She seems like she's an all-around athlete. She wants to play basketball at Connecticut. So that tells me something about her right now. But I don't really have a problem with it. And I've found it interesting because I have heard commentary about this all week long from sports people all over the place talking about this and that and the other about how they think there's too much coverage and too much light being shined on these kids and whatnot. Look, the bottom line is one or two or three of those kids is going to be a future star. And, you know, in 10 years we can say, wow, I remember that kid from the Little League World Series, and they were able to pursue their dream and fill it out and fulfill it. So I don't have a problem with it, Fred. I really don't.
Well, folks, you out there, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Something else that there was an interesting article in this week's Los Angeles Times by former editor and one of the best writers you're going to find in Bill Dwyer. And he was talking about AOS and the Ice Water campaign. What are your thoughts about it?
Personally, I've been challenged, by the way. My brother actually challenged me yesterday, so I will be doing the Ice Bucket Challenge later on today. I got a few hours of tennis, and then it makes kind of good sense to throw some ice over my head. But look, the bottom line is you're trying to get awareness out there about Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and obviously trying to get some people to give some money for research and whatnot. I think as far as the purpose of getting people to have awareness about it, it's been fantastic. I mean, think about it. You see it all over the place. Is it necessary? And if it is necessary for Lou Gehrig's disease, then why aren't we doing stuff like this for everything, I guess? So I understand where you're going with this as well, Fred, but as far as raising awareness, I think they've done a tremendous job with it personally.
Let me just say this. Growing up as a little kid, my dad's best friend contracted ALS, and we saw him what he went through the last couple years of his life. And
sure.
believe this or not, and this is a one in a billion shot, his wife, 10 years later, also passed of the same illness. I've never heard of that before because it's not contagious. And so, I mean, we all know that. But, you know, it's 75 years since Lou Gehrig made his speech, and I think we have to find ways to spend more and more money because doctors can do magic. And let's go back. Yesterday was Saturday, August 23rd. More than four decades ago, on August 23rd, my seven-year-old genius brother Gary died of leukemia. Because of St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, and other hospitals like that, St. Jude's started by Danny Thomas, great comedian, and his daughter Marlo's kept it up. Because of that, 95% of the youngsters who developed the kind of leukemia that my brother had, acute lymphatic leukemia, are living normal lives. So my point is, these things are beatable. In 40 years, we have beaten acute lymphatic leukemia in 95% of the cases because we've expended enough money for it. I think because so few people get ALS, I don't think we've expended enough money. What I'm saying by that is that
sure.
People nowadays are certainly, we don't have extra dough. I mean, you know, but Sandy and I give to my wife, we give to St. Jude's. But what I'm saying to you is that some way, somehow, the government's got to get involved here to expend not millions, but billions, if that be the case. Because if you ever see somebody pass a horrible way, that's ALS. There is no, you can't die worse than that. I mean, because your mind is still sharp. You know what's going on, and you can't move your hand. You can't move your feet. Soon you can't do anything. You can't talk. It's
right.
It's possibly the worst possible way to die.
And yeah.
Where is the government involved? If we can cure leukemia at St. Jude's and other research hospitals like that, where are we with ALS? I really think it's because so few people get it. I think that's the reason. So I just think we've got to spend not million. I think we made what I heard 11 million. It's made 13 million. Then I heard 41 million. This ICE challenge. 41 million is not enough. It should be 10 times that. 100 times that. We can find a cure for it. Nobody needs to die from a disease like this. And you know, and if you see it, growing up, Annie, when you're growing up, things that you'll never forget. I'll never forget my dad's best friend passing from that because, again,
sure.
There is not a worse way to die.
No, absolutely. And again, you know, look, the bottom line is definitely raising awareness with the Ice Bucket Challenge, but to make a real difference, obviously donating is the way to go. So we encourage everybody to get out there. I believe it's ALSA.org to go out there and donate to it. A couple more things I want to get at, Fred, before we get out of here. What do you make of Wes Welker, the concussions that he continues to have? At what point does the team shut him down? At what point does he shut himself down? How does the guy keep going and continuing to put himself and his body through this kind of disaster or terror,
well,
if you will?
I think you have to be smart enough to make that decision for yourself with your family. And I think it's point, you got to see people in their 50s now who've had concussions. You ought to see Jim McMahon in his 50s now after concussions. Wes Welker has to understand that. It's on him. It really is. It's got to be on his family and his doctors to explain that each time you get it, you know, I've read a lot about it, each time you get a concussion, it's worse. And the chances of something happening in your 40s or 50s are much greater each concussion than you get. So I think it's on Wes Welker, and I honestly, I think it's the organization too. I think, hey, we'll pay you this year, but Wes, I don't think you ought to come back. I think, you know, your fifth or sixth concussion, it's enough. You know, and the National Football League now, of course, trying to save the bucks and on attorney fees and everything else. From their aspect, I think it should be the National Football League pressing the Broncos to get to the family of Wes Welker to tell him the right thing to do would be to retire. And you know, from a, like you mentioned, fantasy, and you have Jamal Charles, you know, if you're just thinking, from a self-oriented point of view, if you're playing fantasy, you can't draft him because he's going to get another concussion during the season or he's going to be injured again. But from the bigger picture, he ought to retire. He just should. Yeah. And I was happy when Peyton Manning taunted the defensive backfield yesterday, on Saturday, after they hit him, because you don't have to hit somebody that, I mean, come on. I mean, you know where you can hit somebody, and you're not supposed to hit them high. And it was a horrendous tackle. And Peyton Manning is a very bright guy, and he did it at the right time. 15 yards didn't hurt the team. But I was happy that he protected his teammate because, again, Andy, I mean, concussion, we've seen how many of these guys die young or their mind goes way before it should because concussions that they received in the National Football League. And I pray that Wes Welker makes the right decision. In my mind, that would be to retire.
Yeah, your body's not meant to take that kind of a beating that he's taken repeatedly. Fred, a couple more things that I want to get to before we get out of here. And if we don't have time, I'll have like a question or two to close out the show with you with. Michael Sam, does he make the St. Louis Rams? Has he shown Jeff Fisher enough to give himself a spot at 53-man roster?
I don't think Jeff Fisher would have chosen him in the first place if he wasn't pretty sure that he was going to make it. He had the tackle yesterday. Yeah, he's going to make the St. Louis Rams. And again, Jeff Fisher's a smart guy. He's not going to put himself in a position of I would say he was 90% sure when he drafted him that he would make the team, and I think he's made the team.
Yeah, I think, look, the bottom line is the guy can play football. He's shown, I've watched him, he's got a good motor. He's got a good sense of where to be on the field at the right time, and I think he's shown that he's capable of playing in the NFL. So putting everything aside, obviously your feelings about his sexual preference, the guy can play football. So at the end of the day, that's what they pay those people to do. They pay them to play football. So he has shown me and you and probably most that he's more than capable of playing in the NFL. I know we're up against it. I know we got music, so I hear it. Think about this during the break, Fred. The Ohio State situation without Braxton Miller, I want to get your thoughts on that. How do they move forward? Does it make a big difference for them? We'll get to see them against Navy next weekend, but thoughts about that from you when we come back. And then also, if we have time, the concession deal with them selling beer at the college football games. I want to get your thoughts on that. They took it away. They had it. They took it away. So it's one of those deals. Anyways, a couple more things. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank everybody involved. Nate Yenes for his first contribution, but we'll talk to him each and every week. Obviously, Jeff Rich in hour number one, John Poulter, and Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com making it a great day today on the program. So appreciate everybody as always. Fred, real quickly before we get out of here, Ohio State without Braxton Miller. Got a guy who had an ACL tear coming in, sat out last year. Are we going to see how good of a coach Urban Meyer is this year, or is Ohio State in trouble?
Well, they're going to win their 10 games. I mean, Urban Meyer is a proven coach at Utah, Florida, and Ohio State, so I don't think there's any question that he can coach. I think it's a major loss, but they'll still win their 10 games, and they'll still go to a bowl game, but obviously without Braxton Miller, it's not the same club. But something you mentioned right before the break, just my opinion, Andy, no, I don't think beer should be sold at college football or basketball games. Too many people die. Too many people get injured. When you're 18, 19, and 20 years of age, you don't know any better. Some way, somehow, the beer will get into you, and too many people just get hurt. You know, so in answer to your question, I know there's a television thing involved, advertising involved, and whatever, but I think the conferences should just say no to it. Of course, they won't because money's involved. We've already talked about that. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's obviously money-related. Think about all the money they can generate selling beer at these games. It's a no-brainer in that sense. Your point well taken, though. Obviously, when alcohol is involved and there's a game, more things could take place and more negative could happen. So bottom line is it's a slippery slope that they're playing with. They've had it before, Fred. It didn't work out. They're bringing it back for selfish reasons at the end of the day. So it is what it is. As always, Fred, really appreciate you taking time out. Catch up with you next week, my man.
Bye, Andy.
Have a great day, everybody. Watch sports. Watch the Little League World Series. Check out those kids from Chicago, Illinois, the Jackie Robinson West team. Hopefully they get it done. For everybody, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, and we'll be back next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.